I owe it all to this truck driving championships as far as my safety is concerned, because it's taught me so much over the years. I actually won my rookie year first place, it was the preparation. Okay, right. You get up there and you make it, and the preparation, you'll know who can do well in a test. You know who does well in their pre-trip, and right. You know who could put the whole game together.
Yeah.
Okay, so a lot of times what you're looking at is hey, that guy really, he's got his act together really well there. And a lot of times where, you might not do as well as you like to do on the course.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Sometimes what we call the back room, the pre-trip and the written test will help you get over that hump.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to our podcast, Caution Wide Right. It's just another trucking podcast. I'm Luke, and today we're going to be talking about the truck driving championships. It's that time of year. Louisiana kicked us off at the beginning of March with the state truck driving championships, and there's 40 other states participating this spring and this summer, eventually leading to the National Truck Driving Championships in August in Indianapolis this year. And yeah, in June in Pennsylvania, we're going to be having the truck driving championships sponsored by the PMTA up in the Poconos. So if you want to attend, we'll be talking about more about that as well. But this is one of the things that we strongly recommend talking about and getting being a part of. It's some fun thing to be a part of. And with me today is just one of the best grand champions, long history with the truck driving championships. We'll talk a lot about that. And truck driving championships, this is where, the best and safest drivers come out to play, basically. It's like the Super Bowl in safety for the trucking industry. And so Bob was also awarded the Neil Darmstadter Professional Excellence, basically Lifetime Award for his safe professional truck driving career. That was 2019. Bob, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
And man, with so many championship titles, so many, just your years of driving experience, 3.5 million miles plus on the road, it's sort of impossible to know where to begin, but I always like to start with the beginning. So what first got you into trucking?
Okay. Back many years ago, I was actually working for who is now my father-in-law. In a business, and he had a couple trucks, and we used to play around and back him up here and there and do that kind of stuff. So spent a little time in college, came out of college, and said, I went through school and came out of school, and I really ended up back doing the job I really loved doing all these years. And so I got right back into trucking after college, and stayed there for the next 40 some years.
And so what all did you do? Did you stay local, regional? Did you go long haul?
I was local.
Yep.
I was local. I ran mostly a lot of the eastern Pennsylvania area, and I did a few years into the New England market back and forth. But I worked for less than truckload companies, two of them as a matter of fact, and we were home basically almost every night.
Yep. And so with, 3.5 million miles, I believe, what, one accident throughout that time?
Yeah.
So what are some of the tips for just safe driving throughout the years? What kept you, because you went through New York City, Philly, so many places where, stuff happens.
Yeah. We ran a lot of, into New York City, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Harrisburg markets. So they very heavily truck traffic, very heavily cars of all different types there. But one of the biggest things that has kept guys like myself and other people that have many millions of miles out there is focusing on our job. And, don't let the distractions get to you, and beware, always be on the defensive, and make sure that you're always looking ahead, make sure that you anticipate a problem if possible.
And throughout that time, like what, I mean, decades of driving, what's changed? What hasn't changed in trucking?
What hasn't changed?
What has and hasn't. So
okay.
a little bit of both.
I was just going to say more has changed than probably not over the years by all means. But the one thing that I was still saying is we still have to stay in focus is that driving is driving. You know, it's our job. We're out there behind the wheel of an 80,000 pound piece of equipment, and we have to be respective of the highway and people around us. The basic changes that have come through over the years, of course, is and affects the car driver and the truck driver is the technology.
Yeah.
There's so much technology out there now that the focus sometimes gets taken away from the driving of the vehicles and more so into the distraction, whether it be cell phones, whatnot, and so forth, or versus different aspects. I can remember, I can still remember when I first started driving and I'm going down the highway and there's a car passing me. And I've seen guys reading the Wall Street Journal. I've seen ladies putting eye makeup on.
Oh, of course.
But that has transformed into a different world now where now you're going down the highway and you're looking in that car, you're looking in that same car, and the driver now has a cell phone in his hand. I've seen people driving with two cell phones, one in each ear, playing movies on the dashboard.
Yep.
And that just takes away from the safety of the driving of that vehicle, whether it be a car, truck, anything.
The headphones is a pet peeve of mine. It's like hearing stuff around you is pretty dang important as well.
You see the headphones, even the two earbuds, and like you say, it's another distraction. And that has been the biggest pet peeve of mine over the years that has transformed that, that distraction is avoidable.
Right. Exactly. Now, one of the segments we usually like to discuss, actually there's two we usually like to bring up. First, I'll bring up, you lived through probably the peak fun trucking movie time frame throughout the 70s and 80s. There's a lot of movies with semi-trucks in it today that get, there's some really weird, crazy stuff that happens with semi-trucks, but it's really funny. Do you have a favorite trucking movie or a movie scene with a semi-truck in it?
Some of the trucking movies out there...
pretty ridiculous. But.
They have their moments. but I always look at some of them, and I try to avoid looking at a lot of them because they always show some negativity there. Correct. For our industry. And I always like to keep a positive side and outlook on it. And... there's been some comedies out there and there's been some good stuff, but you're right. It's give and take.
Oh, for sure. Do you have a favorite, I don't know, whether it's make, model, or just truck that you've had, that you've driven throughout the years?
As a regional driver, never doing coast to coast stuff. That would be, we're looking at, two different apples and oranges here.
Yep.
But, I'd be honest with you. I grew up with a Mack. I live in Mack truck area, yep. Allentown, Pennsylvania area, and I started with a Mack, and they've always been my favorite.
Awesome. The other thing that we usually like to bring up is, we've had drivers sort of discuss or mention, whether it's strange phenomenon, whether you want to call it extraterrestrial, or just strange stories that have happened on the road, is there... a couple that you come to mind over the years that unexplained things that have happened on the road?
Over the years, you see stuff on the side of the highway and you see stuff that's going on and you just wonder, scratch your head and say, what's going on? And running New England, going up 95 on a lot, going across the Cross Bronx Expressway, you really see a lot of crazy stuff up there. And I think the best one I think I ever saw one time was we're going up to Connecticut, and there was a car on the side of the road there, and it was on its wheels, it broke down or whatever. And so we go up to Connecticut. On the way back down from Connecticut, it was on its roof. So in a matter of a few hours, give or take, they basically took this car, and which was broken down, and stripped it, turned it upside down, took the wheels off, took the engine and transmission out, thing was sitting there as a frame. In a matter of, you know, probably about 3 hours.
Yeah.
It's just amazing what can be done in so little time.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. All right. So safe driving on the road. Great history with that. I'm just curious, how about DOT free driving? Do you have any roadside inspections or issues, or how do you, tips on DOT inspections throughout the years?
Well, you know what? The DOT inspections, I've never had a bad DOT inspection as far as citations are concerned.
Yep.
But, and that might be deal with having starting your day out with a very good pre-trip.
Yeah.
Okay, you start that day off with a solid pre-trip. You find that problem before you leave the yard, and you have it corrected, and that normally will take care of any roadside inspection problems that you might incur.
Exactly. Look, fuel and weight mileage tax management is complicated. I mean, did you know that if you ever plan to travel through Kentucky, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, and Connecticut, you must have an account and file your mileage? Or even a temporary trip permit to haul in some states? On top of this, you need to have an IFTA account to file your fuel taxes for many of the other states. And there are unique rules, exemptions, and registration requirements for each of these states. You don't want to face the heavy fines that can be imposed on carriers for not following the rules. Our team of compliance specialists can help you get licensed quickly and accurately. And our IFTA fuel tax specialists will work with you to collect your data, ensure your fuel and mileage match, prepare your filings, and even file the paperwork for you. We promise to compile and file completed IFTA tax returns on time, compile and file mileage tax returns for the Kentucky, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, and Connecticut, create detailed miles per gallon reports by truck, division, and fleet, have paper driver trip reports or paperless GPS data management, give you 24/7 access to our online portal to see past IFTA filings, give you online backup for fuel receipts and trip permits, help you with fuel tax training and tax reduction strategies, and more. Then, if you ever get audited by IFTA or the unique states, we take many specific steps in preparing you for the audit. If you have any questions or want to learn more, just call or email us, or you can fill out the form down below and one of our fuel tax specialists will help you out. We're going to transition into the truck driving championships. Were you always a great driver? A lot of truck driving championships about precision driving and safe driving. Were you always a great behind the wheel, or what did it take to sort of build up that confidence?
Well, when I first started the driving championships, I probably had about 10 years behind the wheel already. I was in mid, late 80s. And my first part of my career, of course, was it was a learning curve. It really was. Did a lot of things I've learned what I should do and shouldn't do from going forward after that. But a friend of mine after that point got me started in the truck driving championships. And when you get involved in the truck driving championships, it involves everything from rules, regulations, safety, pre-trips, and, of course, safe driving. And that has actually turned my career from being a so-so guy to being a better safe driver. I owe it all to this truck driving championships as far as my safety is concerned, because it's taught me so much over the years.
Yeah, and so the truck driving championships, there's a lot of different pieces in the competition. Can you walk through some of what's it consist of?
Okay, first thing the truck driving championships is going to consist of is a lot of practice.
For sure.
Okay, you really have to put some emphasis and energy into your training. Because what this is, you're training to go to the next step, to go to the next step. So one of the things with the driving championships would be concerned is the first thing we would start out right now is, in fact, we have what we would call every year our lovely Bible of knowledge. It's called the Facts for Drivers book. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, the Facts for Drivers book for 2024 came out about a few weeks ago. And ironically, I still have one. I'm still getting a book every year, and I'm not sure I really don't need to read it every year anymore. But the season actually starts, reading that book, because that book, it gives you soup to nuts, everything from the history of the trucking industry. It gives you rules, regulations, first aid, firefighting.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so it really encompasses your whole day-to-day operations.
Right.
Okay, so that is that's one of the first things that we do at the Truck Driving Championship is take a 40-question mobile choice test. Okay.
Written exam. Here we go.
Written exam. What better way to start this? And once we get that, that part done, then you do the overview, do course overview, what we're going to go through, what's going to happen at the competition. And then we would go into what we call the pre-trip competition. Okay, the pre-trip examination would be a unit that you're going to be driving for the competition, and there's going to be defects planted on this option.
Nice.
On this. Okay, so you're out there looking for X amount of defects on this piece of equipment, and sometimes they're hidden pretty well. And you really, but if you keep doing this, and this is another thing that you do every day.
Yeah.
Like I just said before with the DLC, you're going through and you are practicing that pre-trip examination. So when we get through that portion, that will get you the first two parts of the competition. Third part of the competition then will be the driving skills.
Right.
Okay. So the driving skills, of course, then will be six problems. And ironically, when you're out on the street, if I'm going around a right-hand turn and there's a telephone pole in that corner, I want to stay a good distance away from that telephone.
Right.
Okay. With the competition, it's how close you can get without hitting the object. Okay. So typically we have about an 18-inch scoring pad that comes off that corner. So if you can get it within the first 6 inches of that scoring pad, that's your high score of 50 points.
Wow.
And then the points would diminish outwards. So it's a quite, and this is where the practice comes in.
Right.
You're practicing that pre-trip every day, and you're practicing your skills. Spend a lot of time over the weekends putting up courses and, practicing.
And so throughout the years, I'm just curious, you've done these competitions so many times. How many orange cones have you killed?
I have my share.
I'm sure. I mean, our CDL school out here, we have our cones set up, and I know our trainers, of course, are doing the pre-trip multiple times every single day, helping these guys understand the process. But and then seeing some of the students out there, luckily the cones pop up pretty easily. But
yeah, they're pretty residual. Yeah.
So. The PMTA is hosting Pennsylvania's State Truck Driving Championship this year. It's in the Poconos, June 7th and 8th. I believe in 2022, there was 130-plus drivers, equivalent of 212 million combined saved miles competing. Pretty crazy. Do we have an expectation of what to expect for 2024? Is it?
2022, we had 135.
Okay.
2023, we had 192.
Oh, my goodness.
So 2024, which is this year here, we are hoping to match that number.
Oh, that'll be really cool. And the Poconos is just a beautiful area to drive anyway. The courses change each year, right?
Correct.
And do you guys get a heads up for sort of what to expect? Or is that at that meeting when you're sort of here's what's going to come at you. So how do you prepare? What are some advice you would have for new people coming in to participate, or even, people who have done it for the years? What are some advice for them?
Okay, first thing, when we come up to the competition, we do not know what the course is going to be. The course will be a surprise that morning of that we get there. And, I mean, we'll be given the overview, and we can get to walk the course and see what the course is going to look like. But, of course, there will be no practicing and no driving the course. Okay. So prior to getting to the state competition, the one thing that I always, when I'm out teaching them or helping anybody out there, and in fact, I was just out with a group a couple weeks ago, the best thing you can do is practice the basics.
Yeah.
Okay. You get those basics down, and everything else will walk off of those basics.
Yep.
Okay, you can adjust, you can do whatever. Sometimes there will be a problem there that it's really, you know, wow, never thought of that one. but at the same time, you know, if you keep your basics there, and the it will definitely be a help to the driver. And really, those basics is what you're learning is be stop lines, right turns, straight lines, yep. Parking, whatnot, and so forth. And those basics, that when you put those basics out there, they're the same thing that we're doing as every day as a driver.
Correct.
Okay, so, and this is why this program has helped me so much as a driver, is because you take what you learn here and you take what you do, and you can take that out into the street, you can take that out on the road with you, and it'll help you, because now you know where your boundaries are in a more finance setting.
Right. And so throughout the years, what made you the most nervous? I know I've seen drivers, they got a look in their eye as they walk the course and just, you know, like, here we go. What made you most nervous for these kind of competitions?
You know, the anticipation just getting there is usually the most nervous part of that. It's, you have to wait a little bit here and there. Mm-hmm. And, sometimes you overthink things and sometimes you don't think enough, but, it's usually the point of just getting to that point there of the anticipation.
Exactly. All right. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of drivers out there. You're going to be there. Maybe throughout the years, people turn to you and being like, he's the guy to look out for. Cause I mean, you've won it many years as a straight truck. There's what, 9 different classes of trucks. So you can, you know, whatever your category is of driving, I'm sure they have it there available. But are there people, if you go this year, is there someone that you're looking out for as like, they have a chance, or is it something that anybody can win at if they get it right?
Well, you know, when you look at it to the point where some of us are more fortunate than others. I actually won my rookie year, first place. It was the preparation. Okay. Right. You get up there and you make it, and the preparation, you'll know who can do well in a test. You know, who does well in their pre-trip, and you know who could put the whole game together.
Yeah.
Okay. So a lot of times what you're looking at is, you know, hey, that guy really, he's got his act together really well there. And a lot of times where, you know, you might not do as well as you like to do on the course.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Sometimes what we call the back room, the pre-trip and the written test will help you get over that hump.
I love it. Man, it just the competition of it, the gaming of it is just so much fun. You know, new drivers, I know some people out there is, you know, setting up courses to sort of practice themselves, you know, beforehand, like you said, prepping beforehand. Is there an easy way to do that? Well, and I guess, too, can owner-operators do the competition? I know there's a lot of team groups and things like mm-hmm. that, but...
Yes, anyone. The competition is open to any driver, and, I mean, there are, you know, stipulations there, and the stipulations are you have to be a safe driver for 1 year.
Yep.
Okay.
No accidents.
In one year. So that is also in our industry, and especially in the truck driving championships, that is something that is a, you know, it's a drive. you know, hey, I'm going to be a little bit more cautious. I'm not going to take that chance.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So sometimes, as everybody knows, I can do that. And then now we're going to get to the point where, hey, no, I'm not going to force that. Or it also teaches you, instead of forcing the situation, you're going to get out and look, and you're going to make sure that the area that you're in might not be a safety area to run into. But any truck driver that is employed by the same employer,
for one year, yep,
okay, and meets the rest, the rest of the stipulations, is eligible to attend.
Yeah, that's awesome. And then, so how about, I was just in Philly, so I was at the Philly Art Museum, the steps where Rocky ran to the top, raising his arms. And you've, whether it's, you know, that was practicing, right? That's what he was doing in that time frame in the movie. For you, do you have a Rocky moment, whether it's at a PMTA or at a Pennsylvania State Truck Driving Championships or at Nationals? Do you sort of have that Rocky moment that you remember?
I think
you can gloat a little bit.
There was a few moments there over the years that the competition's tough, you know, and you get down to the stage at the end of the night, and it's like, wow, it paid off,
yep.
You know. And there was quite a few where, you know, basically my career, I came from behind a number of times.
I was going to say, is there a time where you you won? Like, there's no way someone beat me.
There's a few times at states that, you know, if you had the numbers there, you would know. But at Nationals,
you don't know.
It's tough. It's tough. Nationals, you get to Nationals and you're playing against the number one driver from each state across the country.
Yep.
So everyone's there. It's, they've done their homework.
Did you ever walk out to a theme song, whether it was Nationals or anything? If you were, like, you know, like in sports, you walk out to the mound and they play a theme song for you to walk out to.
I'll tell you, I heard this. This is funny. I heard this song on the way into the office here today.
Oh, there you go.
This is terrible. But it was also the song that they played when I won the Grand National Championship in Dallas. It was Willie Nelson, On the Road Again.
Perfect.
So it was a perfect on the way down here today too.
All right. So, I mean, throughout your career, you know, especially, you know, last 5-10 years of your career, I know there was a couple other companies, XBO, that you were a part of. And, so you represented a couple companies at Truck Driving Championships. I'm curious, from the company's perspective, the fleet perspective, what can fleets do to help drivers prepare? How important is mentorship, preparing for it, and how important is having the fleet behind you to be a part of the program?
The best thing is to have the company support, of course. Okay. And, from a safety department, any company, this is a fantastic safety program.
Yeah.
And let's face it, if a driver goes for 1 year without an accident,
that in itself
has just, you know, pay for itself. But the best thing from a company standpoint is having that support, having the support at states and nationals, having folks there with you. And also, you know, hey, having, you know, the practice area in the yard. Okay. I've had a number of good managers and supervisors over the year that have really supported us, and they've been fantastic. And, you know, hey, we need some orange cones. Yeah, no problem. Hey, you know, they'll order a few cones up for you, make some barricades, barrels, whatever you need. Just have it, you know, have that area for you to practice and have that availability and the support. It goes a long way.
Awesome. Well, there you have it. I mean, that's the Truck Driving Championships. If you are interested in participating in the Pennsylvania State Championships or in your other wherever state you're from, you go check it out. I know with Pennsylvania, you can reach out to Bill Given at william.given@fedex.com or Kelly Hawthorne at khawthorne@pmta.org. That's if you want to join, be a part of it, or if you're looking to be a sponsor for the upcoming event. There's going to be so many drivers there, so many people there to get your message in front of. So it's just a good event to be a part of with the safety. Now, you know, throughout your career, mentorship has been a big thing for you. I think you mentioned in a previous interview that mentoring young drivers is just a part of the job. You've got a lot of experience, and you just want the next generation to be driving safe on the road. What got you into that mentorship piece? And I know today, I mean, you've been a part of you're president or was president of the Lehigh Valley chapter, and you're the leader of the PA road team. So what got you into the mentorship portion of everything, and then especially on the road team?
One of the things over the years is that the trucking industry has given me and my family, you know, a tremendous amount of opportunities, and I just like to give back and say thank you to everything that has been given to me over the years. It's been a tremendous, you know, career, and like I said, I wouldn't change it. It's been a fun time, and it's important to be able to go out there and teach the folks out there, especially with the Pennsylvania Road Team, that about safe driving on the highway, and even not just the young folks. We just with the Pennsylvania Road Team, we'll talk to whatever groups that you're looking for, whether it be a Grange. We've done Granges, yep. You know, motorcycle groups, schools, all different types of areas. In fact, at one, we were doing helping out with the AARP.
Oh, nice.
Train the trainer folks for their insurance groups. So anywhere that we can actually get the message out of safety and how to drive safely around a commercial motor vehicle, yes, is extremely important. And it's one of the things that it's tough anymore, where a lot of the schools don't, their driver ed classes have diminished over the years, unfortunately, yes, due to whatever reason that the schools have addressed. But how many times that anyone you talk to has never really been able to teach or learn in school about driving around a commercial motor vehicle?
Right.
It's something that's, it's a specialty. Okay. I had a girl one time in high school that taught her 1 year in a driver education class. And what we do is we'll take our trailer out and put blind spots up there, have the truck sit there, and have all the kids, they can get up in the truck and they can look out the mirror, and basically you're sitting in the seat where we're sitting. So she sat there, looked at the thing. So she goes home, and her and her mother are out on the highway on the interstate driving, and she's telling her mother, while her mother's driving in the blind spot of a tractor trailer, where she should be and shouldn't be.
Right.
So here it is, a high school student takes the message home, and it really hit home, because the following year I was at the same school, and the mother actually came up and thanked us.
Oh, that's awesome.
For teaching her about, you know, where you can be and where you can't be, because it's something that's, if you don't experience it, it's hard to explain. You can see it on a screen, but when you see it in real life, it's different.
Oh, exactly. And I know there's a lot of, like, you know, fear around truck drivers on the road, and like, well, they're the professional ones out there. You just need to be a little bit more, you know, aware of, like you said, aware of what their blind spots are, and just be aware of, like, their expectation versus your expectation. I mean, you're you know, they're going to be safe on the road. They're going to know keeping certain distance from the following vehicles in front of them. And I'm curious, you know, a lot of your conversations that you have, you might touch on some of the regulations. I know with, like, the discussion around driver shortage or driver retention issues, you know, the government has been pushing the under 21 program to have drivers go interstate across state lines. They're testing that out. Not a lot of people have been sort of taking up on that. I know insurance is sort of part of that problem of balking on some of the young drivers doing interstate driving. But I'm just curious, you know, what's your perspective from you know, getting new drivers into the workforce and like under 21 driving?
I think it's, you know, to get an under 21 driver is very important. That we definitely need to work on that and do it safely, of course. Okay, have a good program. One of the, I had a great story one time. I was doing a job fair.
Yeah.
And a gentleman from the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers came up to me. And we were talking. He goes, really, you know, guys, we really thank you. And I looked at him. I says, why would you say that? He goes, because we can take a kid out of high school at 18 years old and put him through our apprentice program. And we have that person. And he says, you guys can't really touch a driver until he's 21.
Yeah.
And when you're coming out of school, those 3 years is that's
huge.
It's a humongous difference there, where, you know, that career could have been the trucking industry or the electrical or plumber or wherever. So I think we're losing in that aspect quite a bit. But I think we have to look at the point where you take an 18-year-old driver and, you know, I could take an 18-year-old driver right now and go from Philadelphia to Erie. That's 350 miles.
Correct.
And
but you can't go the other way.
But he can't go across the river to Camden.
Yeah.
And that's 10 miles.
Yep.
If that.
Yep.
If, you know, it's not even 10. But here it is. Yeah, I mean, so we have to look at the point where to do it safely, we have to have regulations here. Whether they be make sure you're home every day.
Right.
I wouldn't want to send an 18-year-old across Donner Pass.
Right.
Especially right now after the winter they've had out there. But I think there's definitely advantages to some of the areas that we could send them. And
sure.
The testing, I think it's definitely something that needs to be addressed.
Yeah. And then so throughout the years, you know, a lot of regulations have changed. And I'm curious, from a driving perspective, what were some of the biggest regulatory changes that you experienced and that you see was the, like, most effective as a driver, positive or negative?
Well, you know, years ago when I first started, we didn't have a commercial driver's license and we didn't have all those regs and the hours of service. We had the hours of service, of course, but
Correct. It
was we didn't have the electronic logs and the random drug testing and everything else like that. So that has all populated, you know, in probably the second half of my career.
Yep.
But it was for the betterment. Okay, it took a lot of governmental hoops to jump through, of course, as it went through. But for the most, and actually, we've had we've had a few changes there with the hours of service to the betterment. Of course, change is never a bad thing, but at the same time, all those changes with all those programs that have been implemented have been for the betterment of our industry coming forward.
Totally. And then, so, you know, one of the other issues that we see a lot happening, whether it's Congress trying to push things, states trying to push things, but truck parking is sometimes either non-existent out there, especially if you drive in long haul and whatnot. I mean, you got local communities, my community, where people are complaining about a truck doesn't look good or it's too loud or whatever when they're parked on the side of the road, whatever. And there's just a lot of pushback, whether it's from local government, state government, for what these truckers can and can't do or where they can and can't park. How do we address that?
Okay. The industry had some good momentum coming before pre-COVID.
Yeah.
Okay. And unfortunately, the COVID pandemic put us all back a couple steps backwards. But right now in legislation, there has been a lot of positive remarks coming out of the government about truck parking. Secretary of Transportation has put it on his hit list very well. And if you read the different state stuff that's been coming out, there has been a lot of progress and a lot of extra truck parking coming about. Is it going to cure all? Unfortunately, it's going to take time because it's real estate and it's you know, it's you just can't park an 80,000 pound truck in the middle of a cornfield. Correct. Okay, so we need places to park it, and we need to build that infrastructure up. But I think, you know, we see a lot of progress coming, but there's a lot of work to be done. And whether that work comes out of the private sector or yeah. or whether it comes out of just the areas where some of these areas right now with the warehousing, they're actually starting to help out and have extra truck parking for their over the road folks that are yep. coming in and stuff like that. So I see it as there's a lot of positive movements going forward now that it's post COVID and there's a lot of funding out there also. So I think we're heading in the right direction. Well, and even the Pennsylvania Turnpike has done tremendous yes. amounts that over the last few years of putting extra spots in there. In fact, they're redoing a couple plazas again right now. So there's a lot of work to be done, but we're definitely heading in the right direction.
And then how about local communities or even local companies? So you see a lot of drivers parking at Walmart or I think in our community we have a Dutch Way and huge empty lot, especially at night, but they no truckers can park here and it just seems to be a waste. Are there things that we can do locally? Is it local government or what that we can sort of show the positive support of why, one, what truckers do? They bring the stuff to our, we went through COVID. We know that we need trucks driving and bring stuff to our grocery stores and anything that we get. But what can we do at a local level?
Local level areas in particular would be your local planning commissions okay. and your local municipal boards. And when you attend those meetings, okay, and talk to the folks up there and explain, hey, everybody in this room uses e-commerce. Yeah. And the only way e-commerce works is with a truck.
Yeah.
Okay. If you have it, a truck brought it someplace along the way. So there's got to be a one-on-one where everybody works together and understand that if you're going to change something, that's great. But at the same time, if you're going to put a warehouse up in the middle of a field, how are we getting to that place?
Right.
What amenities do we have for a truck driver? A truck driver, I can't get into a Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru. Okay.
Exactly.
I can't get into any of your fast food places. We need places to park the trucks. We need places to stay. And with the hours of service regulations, now we're looking at even yeah. more restrictions because of once I run out of time, I need that 10 hours off. Okay, and that electronic log that's sitting on the dashboard, it's going to start telling me I'm in violation if I start moving the truck for whatever reason. And if I park illegally, then your local municipality police departments
yes.
are also going to be, finding a way to find a citation because, let's face it, you're parked illegally and it's not safe. So it's a catch-22 where we're definitely needed out there. We definitely move America across, with all our goods and products. But everyone has to understand that it is a two-way street. We have to work together.
Exactly. And that's a great leeway into Pennsylvania Motor Truck Association. I mean, they are involved in local state government and being a voice in the ear of especially the congressmen and congresswomen that are there pushing the importance or just the awareness of the trucking industry, helping shape laws that are being created. With your years with the PMTA, whether it's different chapters, I mean, what have you seen as far as trucking associations go, the importance of it?
Oh, the importance goes so far. I mean, there are so many positive things that have come out of it because, and let's face it, most of your legislators and your, your congressmen, your senators that are out there, they've never been in a truck.
Yeah.
Okay. One of the things we do with the road team is we've taken legislators out on a truck. We've taken media folks out on a truck okay. and show them what it's like to drive up and down the highway, what the roads are, what we need to do here, what areas of congestion maybe need to be addressed. And that's one thing that when you can open their eyes up and show them what we need, it's a monumental win. It really is. We've had some good meetings with a lot of those guys and girls, and they really do, you know, it's like, wow, we didn't realize that.
Exactly. We spent a lot of time talking. Is there other things that you want to chat about?
Please, PMTA.org, touch base with anybody we need, anything you would need, whether it's in the trucking industry, whether it's get involvements with the state truck driving championships, yes, or the road team. It's the Pennsylvania Motor Truck Association is out there to help the industry, and also our communities where we can educate and help anywhere we can for safety on the highway.
Awesome. Well, Bob, thank you so much for coming on. Like Bob said, get involved with your local or state trucking association, because there's so much that they're doing. I mean, Pennsylvania is suing for the state for some unfair practices that they see affecting truckers. Oregon is suing their state for additional issues that truckers are unfairly facing. And so those kind of things wouldn't happen without support. And then getting in front of going to the state capitol and sharing your story and hearing what is and isn't happening, get involved. Truck driving championships, they are out there right now. Like I said, Louisiana just kicked off. 40 states are a part of this. So if no matter where you're at, go check that out. We got time this summer for Pennsylvania, so you can get your practice in. But Pennsylvania is coming up June 7th through 9th at the Poconos. So reach out to PMTA, sign up for it. It's a lot of fun. Hopefully we'll be out there as well to help push this event. The National Truck Driving Championship, sponsored by the American Trucking Association, is coming up in August. So the best of the best will be out there. Go check it out. And as always, go like, subscribe, follow us on social media, the PMTA. You follow them as well online. There's a lot of interesting news and tips and tricks out there for them. And as always, stay safe out there.